Even with multiple vaccines in distribution, it could still be months or even longer before enclosed spaces like movie theaters are safe. Film distributors have pivoted to streaming, even for big budget titles. So does that mean bad news in the long term for theaters? WUGA's Megan Wan has this report.
To stream or not to stream? That is the question for many of us over the last few months, but most especially those in all corners of the movie industry. In keeping with the running theme of unprecedented times in 2020, Warner Brothers announced it would simultaneously premiere all of its forthcoming movies in theaters and on HBO Max, a massive break in tradition from the typical cycle of a theatrical release preceding availability opening to streaming platforms.
I think that Hollywood has been panicking about the diminishing box office for decades.
That's Dr. Kate Fortmuller, an assistant professor in the Entertainment and Media Studies Department of the University of Georgia's Grady College. Fortmuller is also on the board of directors for the Athens Film Arts Institute, which is affiliated with Cine. The Warner Brothers HBO deal sparked the expected cries on social media bemoaning the apparent death of cinema, which some have considered inevitable when pitted against the rising popularity of streaming. Although this isn't the first partnership Hollywood titans made this year to pivot in the face of dwindling box office returns. Earlier this summer, Universal and AMC Theaters entered into a multi-year agreement, enabling films from Universal to stream on premium video on-demand services within weeks of their premiere in theaters.
I actually think personally that the Universal AMC deal seems to be a better kind of model maybe for what the future would be. So that gives kind of a window of theatrical exclusivity, sort of maybe more marketing focus. The Warner one kind of goes backwards. If you want to see it first, then you have to watch it on streaming rather than going, you know, and waiting to see it on the theater later.
The movie industry embarks on these agreements as a way to achieve stability in a time where there's very little of it. And the key component to many of them is those precious few weeks when a film plays exclusively on cinema screens before entering the realm of DVDs and streaming. With deals like the one with Warner Brothers and HBO Max, the amount of time a film spends on the big screen is shortening in favor of at-home TVs, laptops, and phones. Deals like that of Universal AMC or Warner Brothers HBO Max, they're not helping theater owners like Christopher Escobar, owner of the historic Plaza Theater in Atlanta.
The problem is releasing it in a way that undercuts an entire business model and then not really changing anything else about the rules of that arrangement.
Well, these deals are made to save studios from losing money. Oftentimes theaters, especially independent ones, get left in the dark. As studios and streaming platforms change to new ideas, the expectations for cinemas like Escobar's don't. They're still expected to give away a portion of the ticket price, and they have to play a movie all day, every day, for the agreed-upon window of time, even if it's not selling tickets.
It's all or nothing. And that's part of the problem, is that this was still all or nothing, as if the film wasn't, as if we're not under a pandemic. It was still all or nothing, as if it wasn't available at home. And kind of the worst part of available at home is like the opposite of what Disney did, which is like, you can watch it at home, but you need this service and you got to pay $30. That keeps the value of watching it in a theater economically higher. But when it's all you need is our $7 service, that completely guts the value.
While the Warner Brothers and HBO Max deal is, as the New York Times called it, the biggest challenge yet to Hollywood's traditional way of doing business, Fortmuller asserts that doesn't mean cinema is dead. It certainly dramatically shifts the business of the silver screen, but then so did television. Developments and changes are constantly being made, but those don't necessarily render the older forms, such as theaters, obsolete. Fortmuller concedes movie theater closures will likely continue to happen as we reach a sort of equilibrium, and the windows for theatrical releases will likely shrink. But she asserts that theatrical experiences will continue to exist.
I tend to think that that's to think in sort of a longer view, that inertia is very powerful. New media doesn't kill old media, that we might kind of hit more of an equilibrium. So I think that we will see closure. We've already seen closures. We'll continue to see some closures. It doesn't necessarily mean the death of cinema. it will be radically transformed in many ways, but transformation is not the same as death. And transformation also maybe is necessary.
For Athens News Matters, I'm Megan Wan.
And we should note that Sine is a financial supporter of WUGA.